T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning. 20 degrees, that's right, 2-0, 20 degrees. President Trump heads to Atlanta today to launch his re-election campaign's outreach efforts to African-American voters.
President Trump's re-election campaign has been focused on identifying key voting bloc groups and attempting to super-serve them, such as women and Latino voters. Today, the president will himself launch a project aimed at getting votes from African Americans. It is perhaps no coincidence today's event will take place in Atlanta. The city has a significant black population known for political participation, but Georgia's heavily contested 2018 elections were often criticized for race-based voter disenfranchisement. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A billionaire New Yorker looks like a jump into the 2020 presidential race.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is taking a step towards a 2020 Democratic presidential campaign by filing to get on the primary ballot in Alabama. Alabama is not among the first states with a presidential contest, but does have a Friday deadline to get on the ballot. Bloomberg had initially ruled out a presidential bid, but a statement from his political advisor says Bloomberg is increasingly concerned the current field of candidates is not well positioned to defeat President Trump. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Kansas 1st District Congressman Roger Marshall is not pleased with House Democrats who are pushing the impeachment inquiry.
You're talking about undoing the votes of 63 million people who voted for President Trump. And that process should be held to a very high standard. I think that every American deserves a fair and due process. The process has been anything but fair. They've done it in secret. They're not allowing the president to have counsel. They're not allowing the president or Republicans to call witnesses or subpoena documents.
Marshall believes the president has a case on the merits as well.
President Trump recognizes a man who died saving lives on 9/11 with a high civilian honor.
Cyril Richard Rescorla was head of security at investment firm Morgan Stanley's World Trade Center office on September 11, 2001. He died saving many of the company's employees. For that, President Trump presented his family the Presidential Citizen's Medal, the nation's second highest civilian honor.
When others told Rick to run to safety, he responded, "As soon as I've got everybody in this building out." The South Tower collapsed while Rick was still inside.
Rescorla was born in the United Kingdom. In addition to being a British soldier, he served in the U.S. military during the Vietnam War. His wife, Susan, accepted the medal on Rescorla's behalf. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
It turns out when it comes to school shootings, the warning signs are usually there.
Most of the students who commit deadly school attacks were bullied, had a history of disciplinary trouble, and their behavior concerned others, but wasn't reported. That's according to a study of 41 school attacks by the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center, starting with the 1999 Columbine High School massacre in Colorado. The research is intended to train school officials and police on how to better identify students who may be planning an attack and how to stop them. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
52-year-old Ty Tabing is the new president and CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc. Tabing tells KNSS News he is excited about what's going on in Wichita and anxious to get to work.
Some of the things that I'm thinking about currently involve trying to make it more uniquely Kansas, trying to figure out ways through programming and through food and drink and other ways to really better connect the event to the local community.
Tabing replaces Mary Beth Jarvis, who served as festival's boss for 7 years. Okay, let's take a look at the weather now. The forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday, we got to 43 for the high in Wichita. We'll be about 5 degrees warmer this afternoon, but south winds will kick in and be a bit gusty this afternoon. Our high 48, clear, low 30s tonight. Sunny with a big warm-up Saturday. Tomorrow's high 70. Cooler Sunday as a strong front moves in. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, southeast wind at 6 miles per hour, and a chilly 20 degrees. 2-0.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeesh.
736, Steve and Ted. All right, let's play the secret sound here with Steve and Ted on a free ticket Friday. Ted?
Pardon me.
That sounds awful. Here's our final clue. A fictional one of these animals is notoriously bad at pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
Okay.
You think you know? 869-1330. Call us now, 869-1330. If you know the secret sound with Steve and Ted, you get a pair of Papa John pizzas. And also, the winner gets a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is coming to town in December. Call now, 869-1330.
Sounds a lot like me after Thanksgiving dinner.
Or maybe if you got some nasal problem and you're blowing your nose.
Boy.
Right, the secret sound with Steve and Ted. 736 now here on this Friday morning. Today is Friday, November 8th. Somebody left the freezer door open yesterday, Ted, with cooler temperatures across central Kansas. Wichita's high temperature was just 43 degrees, normal high 61. And we had a wind gust of 45 miles per hour clocked into Wichita. That's from the north. And the day before that, I think we clocked one at about 47. So we had a couple of windy days there.
Well, most of that last night was overnight.
Okay.
It wasn't during the day, really.
On this date in 2006, the high in Wichita was 86 degrees.
Well, that's not where we're at right now.
That was the warmest temperature ever recorded for the month of November in Wichita. How about that? Oh, this is a big date in history. On this date in 2000, you and I were working together. Remember this story. A statewide recount began in Florida, which emerged as critical in deciding the winner of the 2000 presidential election. Earlier that day, Vice President Al Gore had telephoned Texas Governor George Bush, W. Bush, that is, to concede, but called back about an hour later to retract his concession. And it was absolute confusion.
And here we go.
So what was going on in Florida? Were they counting the votes properly? They were
It didn't seem like it.
It didn't seem like it. They were all fouled up down there. And they got this. Remember that picture of the guy with his glasses up looking at the hanging Chad?
Hanging Chads, pregnant Chads.
And people were going
all
in.
All sorts of.
Kinds of investigations going on.
And there were some bins of mail that got left on top of somebody's car and nobody could find those.
Yeah. Pretty much Florida screwed up.
Broward County was a mess.
Couldn't
figure out anything.
Well, they finally wound up in the Supreme Court in a 5-4 decision, and we got George W. Bush instead of Mr. Gore. My understanding is from people I know who knew both Bill Clinton and Al Gore, they said that Bill Clinton was one of the sharpest politicians there ever was. Politician now, folks. And said Al Gore was smarter than him. But I don't know. Over the years, people thought he's a Nimrod because of the some things he's got with the climate stuff. And there are people who really don't like Al Gore. But he's a smart man. His dad was a senator. He was an interesting person. All right. Secret sound time here with Steve and Ted. And let's play that sound before we get Joni on the air, shall we, Jad? Joni, I'm embarrassed.
Deviled eggs.
Joni, are you with us this morning? Good morning, Joni.
Yes, I'm here.
Is it Joni? Is that the way you say it?
Yes, that's it.
What city are you in, by the way?
Right now I'm in Newton, Kansas.
You're in Newton?
Hey!
How about that? I bet it's cold up there just like here in Wichita, huh?
It is chilly.
Okay, so what do you think that is? What's that sound?
I think it's a moose.
How did you know that? Are you from Maine or Vermont or something?
Nope. Southeast Kansas.
That is a moose. You are indeed correct. And we have for you this morning a couple of pizzas from Papa John's Pizza, and also a pair of tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're coming to Wichita in December. How about that?
That's perfect. Thank you so much.
You know, we appreciate people like you who listen to the radio and listen to Steve and Ted. Hope you listen every morning, do you?
I do on my way to work every morning.
All right. Well, thank you, Joni. Stay on the line. Dad's going to tell you how to pick up your prize. How about that? The moose. I like the clue that Jad came up with. A fictional one of these animals is notoriously bad at pulling a rabbit out of a hat. And it would be Bullwinkle.
More Bullwinkle rabbits.
One of my favorite cartoon characters of all time. Bullwinkle the moose. That's an interesting animal, the moose. Okay.
Congratulations, Joni.
Yeah, Joni. Free ticket Friday with Steve and Ted.
I don't know if she loves Chachi, but she loves Steve and Ted.
She sure does.
Joni loves Steve and Ted.
Up there in Newton, Kansas this morning. And by the way, the next couple of weeks here on Friday mornings with Steve and Ted, we're going to do free ticket Friday, and we're going to have the pizza And we're going to have tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra every Friday.
Yeah, listen Friday mornings for your chance to win.
November with Steve and Ted. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'll tell you what, coming up here in just a few minutes, we've got Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal. And he's going to talk about Business Journal and recognizing excellence again.
Very good, very good.
And he's got that coming up. And, of course, a few minutes after that, we've got Mitch Holtis, Kansas City Chiefs. So.
Yeah, about 8:15 this morning, we'll preview the Chiefs game coming up on Sunday at Tennessee.
Keep it here. The excitement is building. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.